Rising gas prices aside, a report by the Conference Board this week said American consumers are more confident about the future. Commentator Ruben Navarrete says some of us are more confident than others.
Americans are known the world over for their optimism. That being the case, Latinos are more American than pastel de manzana. Oops, I mean apple pie. And that's appetizing news for America. A recent New York Times CBS poll found that 75% of Latinos believe life would be better for the next generation. Only 39% of non-Latinos felt that way. Not surprisingly, the optimism was strongest among Latino immigrants, many of whom were more likely to identify with the United States than with their home countries. Asked if they thought life would be better for the next generation, foreign-born Latinos were much more likely to say yes than Latinos born in the United States. It's easy to be optimistic when you come from dirt-poor countries and have a work ethic that borders on the obsessive. A few years ago, I traveled to a small town in Mexico. The residents made $3 a day, which explained why at $30 a month for phone service, there were only two phones in the whole town. Imagine working for 10 days just to pay your phone bill. And as for the work ethic, well, it's no wonder that U.S. employers can't seem to get enough of immigrant labor. A lot of Americans assume that the reason immigrant workers are in such demand is that newcomers will often work for wages that the native-born reject as insulting. There's some truth to that, but these poll findings bring to mind another attribute that immigrants possess, one that natives often lack: optimism. Here we have all these native-born Americans who are convinced that the future is going to be bleak and that the country's best years are behind it, and immigrants believe the exact opposite. Who would you rather hire? Polls like this put the immigration debate in context. Forget what some Americans say about how foreigners are ruining the country. Read your history. Nativists have always said that, no matter where the foreigners came from. Don't get me wrong, immigration laws are important, and they should be respected, followed, and enforced. But let's not ignore all those human attributes that help make immigrants America's most valuable import. And let's get one thing straight. Given what we know, Latino immigrants aren't the kind of people the United States should be trying to keep out. In fact, they're the kind of people we should be trying to bring in. Call me an optimist, but I'm convinced America's best days still lie ahead. We'll get there someday. And when we do, some credit will have to go to those who, once they found their way here, never lost hope.
The comments of Ruben Navarrete, an editorial writer for the Dallas Morning News and a nationally syndicated columnist.